Hi, this is the second part of Your Truth. Before we ended, I was basically saying it's so important for you to connect to your truth and not deny your truth anymore. Because if you really, truly, truly want to grow, you have to be true to yourself. You have to make a decision to live your life according to your truth and not anybody else's truth. And it does take a lot of strength. It really does. It means that you have to become open. It's almost like you expose the part of you that you have denied or hidden from the world for so long. Because that's what we do as humans. We hide ourselves. We hide our truth. We don't speak our truth, or we just speak a part of our truth. We're being a part of ourselves. We're not being whole. And that's not what we intended for ourselves, really. You know, we intended to be the best that we could be while living here on this earth. It's a temporary life here, you know. So why live it partly? Why live it in parts when we can live it as a whole being? You know, so to live half of your truth is to really live half of your life. There's so much more of you within your truth. There's so much more, you know? And I know it's difficult. I know it's not an easy thing to stand before a public arena or to the world or to your community or to your family and say, this is my truth. This is who I really am. It's not an easy thing because we're so caught up in what other people think about us. We so much want to be approved and to be accepted by other people. But that's not what your life's about, I'm afraid. Your life is not about being approved or being accepted. It's not about that. It's about living your truth with or without any acceptance from anybody else. It really is about you accepting yourself and approving of yourself. That's the truth. So maybe it's going to be a task for you to do this. But it's a task that when it's accomplished, it's rewarding. It's rewarding. Your truth is ready and waiting to reward you entirely. And when you start living your truth, magic happens. Your life begins to transform. And yes, you might lose a few people. You might lose a few friends. You might cause a little bit of confusion. Because people only know what you have allowed them to know. And if you haven't allowed them to know your truth, that's what they know. And if you decide to live your truth, they're going to have to know that part of you again. They're going to have to know the truth of who you are. And it may not be easy for them. Because some people are used to what they're used to. They don't want to change. They don't want to get to know anything else or anybody else. And so what? It doesn't matter if you lose in order for you to gain yourself, your truth. It's worth it. Your truth is worth it. Your truth is worth any other loss outside of yourself. But you have to believe that, because if you don't believe that, then you won't live your truth. You will continue to live in denial and be uncomfortable in it, or be comfortable being uncomfortable in it. It's yours to decide. It's all up to you where you want to be within your life, how you want to live your life, because you still have choice. You can live your life however you choose to live, in a lie, in a truth, in the dark, in the light. It's your life to live. But I know that living the truth is the ultimate. It really is. I'm going to come back for part 3.